And no one in history better served to illustrate the evolution of the code from one generation to the next. Ryan came up in the time of Gibson and Drysdale, pitchers who, when feeling beneficent, allowed batters to vie for offerings over the inner portion of the plate, but who ferociously discouraged anyone with the guts to reach for a pitch outside. They treated a number of canons as gospel. If you dig in, you'll be brushed back or hit. If you hit a home run, you'll be brushed back or hit. If you watch your home runs, you'll be brushed back or hit. These were the rules that Ryan grew up learning, and as his career progressed, and as the older generation gave way to the new, he became their foremost champion. Ryan was, according to Jack McDowell, whose 12-year big league tenure included 5 seasons as Ventura's teammate in Chicago, the last guy standing from that headhunting era. "If you were digging into the batter's box against Ryan, you were digging yourself a grave," said Craig Graybeck, who played alongside Ventura for 6 seasons. Graybeck learned an early lesson about Ryan's rules in 1992, when he made the mistake of questioning the great pitcher by naively asking the umpire to check the baseball after a pitch with fastball rotation broke on him like a slider. Players on the White Sox bench howled at the audacity. Check a ball on